Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Travis James, the Finance Minister for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kyle.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is the insurance sector. The province introduced a bill in the legislature called the Insurance Amendment Act, and some of the things they're looking to do there is increasing access to reinsurance and those kinds of things. Why don't you tell a little bit about what I guess sort of the act is sort of wants to do here?
Well, a couple of primary objectives with Bill 16, which will effectively amend our Insurance Act. Firstly, it's about increasing insurance capacity in the province, increasing supply of insurance. I think we know that insurance premium rates are high really across the board for property, certainly automobile, and for other types of insurance. We see opportunity here to increase capacity, and that's certainly a component of this bill. The other piece of it is about expanding financial services sector in the province. This is a part of our economic recovery plan, economic growth strategy, economic diversification strategy, if you will. And so I'm really really pleased to introduce this bill in the legislature. And again, about expanding insurance capacity and providing more options around insurance for consumers. Secondly, expanding the financial services sector in the province of Alberta.
And when it comes to with this bill that you talk about, you know, sort of having sort of more options for consumers out there, how exactly would this, if it's passed, how would that exactly would this kind of sort of affect the market out there?
Well, there's two key components. Firstly, last fall we passed a bill, some legislation that effectively enabled captive insurance companies to set up in the province of Alberta. Captive insurance corporations effectively are subsidiaries of a parent corporation typically, and the captive insurance company provides insurance typically to the parent or its associated corporations. Now, trade associations can use captive insurers, and other organizations can as well. So it's not strictly limited to large corporations. So we introduced that bill, passed it last fall. A component of this bill will be, in fact, to clarify re-domestication processes for companies, Alberta companies that have captives domiciled elsewhere. There are a number of Alberta corporations, businesses that have captive insurance companies, many domiciled in the Caribbean, and we want to make it very clear. We want to make the transition as seamless as possible to attract those companies back into the province of Alberta and along with it their capital.
And you talk about the captive insurance thing. I believe BC is the only other province right now that has that system in place. When it comes to the bringing that in, what is you basically trying to sort of, I guess, accomplish by having captive insurance be a thing now here in Alberta?
A couple of things there. Again, we have a number of Alberta companies, businesses that use a captive and have a captive domiciled somewhere else. So all of that financial services activity, all of the economic activity related to the capital involved in that insurance company is, again, outside the province. We want to attract that activity back into Alberta. Secondly, we're quite confident that by enabling captive insurance here in the province, that it will attract more interest with trade associations, other organizations, and other businesses in actually setting up a captive in the province and thereby, you know, solving perhaps an insurance challenge that they might be having. The second piece of this bill, I should note, is effectively allowing more flexibility in the corporate structure for a reinsurance company to set up in the province of Alberta. That's the second piece of this bill. And again, many insurance companies, in fact, almost all insurance companies, lay off additional risk onto reinsurers. Reinsurance companies are typically located, often located in, you know, large financial centers such as London, New York, maybe Zurich. And we're quite hopeful that if we can pass the amendments that we're proposing in this bill, which will allow additional flexibility in the corporate structure, effectively allowing the limited partnership structure to be included by a reinsurer. We're quite confident and hopeful that we might see an Alberta-based reinsurance company established. And that will expand capacity for consumers in this province. And again, it will also increase our financial services sector footprint, which results in further economic diversification.
We've talked about how this can sort of provide more options for consumers out there for things they need for insurance, like autos, homes, those kinds of things. But what about for the the local small business owners and some of the things they need to do there? How could some of these insurance proposed changes, how could they sort of help sort of the small business kind of side of things?
In terms of utilizing a captive or having access to perhaps a captive insurance corporation, depending on the small business, what kind of business they're involved in, whether they have perhaps an umbrella trade association, a commodity association that they may work under, there may be an opportunity for that association broadly to utilize a captive and make the insurance services products available to their members. So that's a possibility for small businesses. With respect to the establishing an Alberta-based reinsurer in the province, If that ultimately comes to pass, we're hopeful that it may once we make these changes. That will expand insurance capacity in the province of Alberta. And so again, many insurance companies that sell products to Alberta small businesses, Alberta consumers, lay off additional risk to reinsurers. And again, by having an Alberta-based reinsurer right here in the province, we believe that added capacity will create additional competition, will likely result in more appropriate risk calibration around premiums, and again, ultimately make the insurance industry more competitive in the province to the benefit of consumers.
And finally, whenever we have guests here at the Trending 55 Posse, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, of course, now, we are in springtime, and the weather should hopefully be getting better, that little dust of snow we got earlier this week notwithstanding. So, probably a lot of people are going to be spending more time outdoors. Now, when it comes to you, what's kind of some of your, go-to outdoor activities for this time of year?
Well, Kyle, I love to get back out onto our ranching operation, which is located southwest of Beaver Lodge in the Rio Grande area. That's therapeutic for me to get back out there occasionally. I don't spend much time there at all right now. The other thing I like to do is fly fish. I don't get a lot of time for that, but a bit of time in a nice creek, river, or stream with my fly fishing is something I look forward to.
I certainly hope you can catch something interesting that one of these days. Anyhow, Finance Mr. Travis Tays, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.